So, Captain, we're here. It's the second day now of the Festival of British Eventing. First, tell me how preparations have been in the build-up to the event.
Well, we sort of got lucky this year. We had an inter-rain on Tuesday night, which sort of hampered a little bit the preparations in terms of bringing the infrastructure in. But as far as the horses are concerned, it was perfect because the footing now is... You couldn't ask for better footing, really, anywhere in the world. So we're really happy about that.
You've told me before, obviously, you can't change the hills here at Gatcombe, but what can the riders expect from the course?
I think same as usual. I mean, I think course designers have their own, put their own sort of print on most courses, and I've been doing this one now for 34 years, whatever it is. So, it's I like to encourage people to gallop and have a bit of a cut. But in the modern sport, we've got the skinny fences as well, where, you know, there's the possibility of the glance off. Increasingly, if riders are going to get a penalty, it's going to be from the glance off, and because we really hope we don't see too many people on the floor.
You've got the challenge this year as well of competing with Rio, of course, but there really is a fantastic cast of names here to compete at Gatcombe.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're missing some of the top names. I mean, those people are on duty in Rio. But I don't see it having a huge effect on the weekend because, you know, we're the Festival of British Eventing. We're about the top people at every level coming and competing here for the national championships. And as such, you know, our trade stands are full and our advance ticket sales were good. And it took me a while to get in this morning because there was a queue on the road. So right now I'm a happy man.
And fantastic weather as well, which obviously you can't always bet on here in Britain. And it's a real family day out here at Gatcombe as well.
Yeah, we try. I mean, when I first started this with the Princess Royal, we wanted to make it a family weekend. And so it's not just about the national championships. There's the trade fair, and then this year we've got even more other things going on, other entertainments. So, you know, if people get tired of watching people ride across the country, they can go to and watch all the other attractions that are going on both in the main arena and in Ring 2.
And what an impact this must have on the local area. I know you've just heard you saying you've not quite had a survey done yet, but it must have a huge impact economically on the surrounding Gloucester area.
Well, we get sort of between 40,000 and 50,000 people here over the weekend, over the 3 days. Saturday is normally actually the biggest day. I think Sunday's a little less because people have to go back to work on Monday. But if you get that many people coming into the county, it's got to have a huge effect.